Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're here in studio today. Sophia. Zoe.
Oh, Zoe.
And Rocky.
Hi.
We are going to talk about chips, as per usual. Discuss.
Muzak
is the theme of today.
Muzak?
Yeah.
No, Muzak.
Muzak. Are you familiar with Muzak?
No.
Muzak is basically, it was developed in the...
Wait, should we put a background Muzak while you're doing it?
Of course.
All right, Sophia, go for it.
Muzak is background music that's played in retail stores or other public establishments, background music kind of thing. Developed in 1910 by George Owen Squire. I don't actually know how to say his name. I don't even know if that's his...
Oh, I actually, that was the one thing on the Wikipedia page I read. It's Square.
Square. Okay, there you have it. It's not Squire. And he designed music with a certain pace and style to increase productivity in the workplace, which was controversial at some point. This is really...
I love this. You know what? It really, what's interesting is this whole time, I'm like, this is kind of boring, but the music is really making me interested.
Totally. 100%.
The music is working.
That's how I feel.
But at some point, so it's like used in the context of a workplace, in the context of a store, in order to influence people a certain way. Mm. So at some point in like the 50s...
Brainwashing.
So at a certain point, people thought it was like brainwashing and there was like riots against it. The company itself for Muzak has gone bankrupt several times since
and always reincarnated a phoenix from the ashes.
Yeah. So...
And that's why we love Muzak.
That is why we love Muzak. Wow. What a great fade.
It just sounds like the way an uncle would be like, oh, I heard something hip on the radio.
It was Muzak.
Did you check out that Muzak? It's like, what?
You're like, ugh.
That's hip-hop.
Embarrassing me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It sounds like that.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like lame parent speak for music.
I always thought Muzak was like really benign. Mm-hmm. And I like knowing that really it's mind control. I like to know that.
I feel like
the wool has been pulled away from my eyes.
I remember I was writing once and everything was going super chill and then it got like really angry, dramatic, and I just lost my mind writing. And I went back and read it and I was like, whoa, I was super mad. I was like, no, it was the Muzak.
Yes, it was the Muzak.
Interesting that you should mention that.
What?
I heard this tidbit about Stephen King recently, which is that there was like an interview somewhere and the interviewer was like, Steve, you like write with such a consistent
He was very familiar
rhythm.
With the writers. Steve, baby.
And he was like, how do you like always write with such a consistent like pace? like throughout all of your stories. And he was like, well, there's actually like a very good explanation for that. And it's that I listen to music while I'm writing, and I will listen to the same song on repeat when I'm writing an entire book.
Ooh.
So that it like maintains the same tempo. And it drives my wife crazy because I'm always listening to the same song day in, day out for like weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The song apparently that he listens to the most is Mambo Number 5.
Over no, over and over again, because it's, if you think about it, I mean, it doesn't make sense, but it's like, it's like one, two, three, four.
It's very beat oriented.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, he spells it out for you.
Have you guys ever been to a spin class?
Yes. My brain goes crazy in a spin class.
Okay,
I
last time I went to a spin class, I almost fainted.
I was gonna say the only time
I literally had to get off my bike and sit on the floor.
Dude,
I was like,
the same thing happened to me, except I almost puked also.
Okay, so. I can never go back. I don't have asthma, and I'm pretty sure I had an asthma is in my family. It is in my family. But I'm pretty sure it triggered something when I went to the spin class, and I was with my sister, and she was like, you know, there's this knob where you can like tighten it.
I know
or make
the
it,
knob.
Yeah. That damn knob. And she kept being like looking
crank
over
it
at me and being like, just like a little more to the right. Like if you like, come on. And I was like, cool. And I was like faking turning the knob and just loosening it as much as possible.
So, I had made like this big decision that I was like, I'm going to get fit now, and I'm gonna go to this like spin class.
And you're only listening to Mambo Number 5 in your spin class.
Oh my god! And I kept cranking it when she told me to crank it, and I got so. And this is
you don't
this
listen
is,
to them.
You don't
you
listen.
Can't listen.
I know,
to them.
I know. But like, I had done one before, and it was easier, and it was fine. And I really do think that the Muzak played a huge role in this almost
you?
Fainting.
Yes.
Yes. The music was so good, and she was blaring it, and she was like, crank it. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
like, you know, I know it's hard to work out, and you're supposed to challenge yourself. So I'm like, yeah, my body feels like it's falling apart, but this
I'm
is what a workout
going.
Is,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
this music is so good. Muzak is so good. And then we, like, stopped, and then I was like, oh, my God, my heart
is
beating
too
fast.
Yeah.
And I got off and sat down, and then I, like, sat down for a while, and then I like tried to get up, and then I was like, no,
no, I'm staying down here for the rest of the time.
I sat down again.
Today we have two chips.
Okay. These were gifted to us by a dear friend, so thank you, Tim and Keegan, for these chips. Our first chip from Lay's China is Mexican tomato chicken flavor. I want to point out the packaging, there is no chicken involved. Ingredients, no chicken involved.
No,
so I just wanted
tomato.
To, bit of a red herring.
There's just a sliced potato, a bowl of olive oil, and a sliced tomato.
And it looks good.
And it's also Lay's China, Mexican tomato chicken.
Well, if you like that, you'll love the next chip.
It's too much.
Our second chip is Lay's China Italian red meat flavor. So I'm so curious what Italian red meat
is.
It's Bolognese,
what is it?
For
you know,
sure.
I, that's what I'm thinking too.
Sauce.
You know what I love about this bag is there's actual steam coming off that red meat.
That makes
I mean,
you
that
image.
Makes
hungry.
Yeah.
That, I don't know.
Get,
which,
get a good look.
Get a good close up look at that.
Yeah.
It's
so,
a bowl next to the chips, so it's like, do I dip the chips in?
Totally.
That's
also,
what I'm
who's
wondering.
Dipping raw potato chips? Meaning natural flavor, salt,
regular,
flavor. Regular. Who's dipping those into like bolognese sauce? To be honest,
well, honestly, I might.
I know. I was like, I wouldn't, but then as soon as I looked at that, I was like,
it could.
Maybe I would.
I mean, it would get kind of soggy, so there would be some issues with that. Well,
would you dip into olive oil
with the chip?
Just straight olive oil.
Now that I
that's
don't
a question
know, because they're already. In
oily
oil.
Maybe it depends on the olive oil.
Yeah, like if it's like a
really
garlic one or
dank
something.
Yeah.
Olive oil.
Yeah, or a dank olive oil, yes.
Meaning very olivey.
Yeah. Okay, with these chips in mind, we're going to give our friend Sebastian a call. So the Ashton has no context about this episode nor show, really.
Really?
Yeah, so feel free to weigh in at any time.
Yes.
This is a group call.
I hope he asks a good question.
He better.
This is so high tech.
Hey, what up?
Hey, sweetie. It's Zoe. Speechless. It's Zoe, Sophia, and Racky here. How are you?
Oh, hey, how's it going? I'm good.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to get some Greek food, obviously.
Obviously.
Oh. I mean, yeah.
What are you doing on a Friday night? What else are you doing on a Friday?
Going to get fucking Greek food. Do you like olive oil?
Do I like olive oil?
Yeah. Answer the question, please.
Yeah. I didn't hear who your guest was.
Racky.
I assume that you guys are together.
Yeah.
So I know who the two of you are. Who's with you here?
Hi, Sebastian. My name is Racky. Nice to meet you.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good.
Nice to meet you over the phone.
Pardon?
I said nice to meet you over the phone.
Yeah, it's like an e-meet, but
this might be your meat cute. Yeah. Your Italian red meat cute.
Want to go fly to Vancouver?
Do you know what Muzak is?
Muzak is like kind of what people say for music when they're thinking fun things, you know?
He's an uncle.
Do you have any nieces or nephews?
I don't think I do. I think I should know if I did.
You don't know?
Okay. Okay, I have a question for everyone that I just want to pose widely. Roller coaster or rave?
You must choose. Everyone must choose.
If you had to choose one.
Wait, what?
Roller coaster or rave?
Oh, rave.
Okay, let's not give context. Let's just go for it.
I'm going to say rave to you myself.
I need context, but I'm going to say roller coaster.
Okay.
Okay.
Today I'm feeling rave. Okay, moving on.
I feel like an asshole.
Can you tell me this? What is your favorite chip?
What is my favorite chip in the world?
Yeah.
I don't really answer those kinds of questions. I only do context for those kinds of questions.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll say the context is in the world.
Oh, man. Probably a generic Dorito, kind of in between nacho cheese and the cheesy one.
So one that you just made up? It's an imaginary
Yeah.
Like, if I have to choose one, at least let me, like,
two in the mouth at one time.
I really would actually choose that as one favorite thing. Does that make sense?
Somewhat?
You know what? I don't know.
Like you would have like...
Am I doing well?
Yeah. So sorry, your tongue would be one Dorito, and then the roof of your mouth would be a separate Dorito.
You want your tongue as a Dorito? What?
No. I mean, you'd have a different flavor on the top of your mouth versus on your
tongue. Oh, yeah. So you're like you're making like a chip salad.
I mean, I've heard of you guys doing some certain experimental things where you can like taste multiple chips at the same time. Like, who's to say that that's no longer or that's not a chip now? That is a chip.
We're not here to say that for sure. No, that's not us.
Two halves of two different chips.
Make a whole.
You eat them at the same time as if they were the same chip. Is that not a chip?
Chip engineering.
I mean, it's double the price, but it's a chip.
Yeah.
I'm the financial advisor.
Yeah, we forgot to mention, Racky's a financial expert that we have in the studio today. So,
so if you have any pressing financial questions, please help yourself.
Address them right
her
now.
Expertise. Sebastian, two questions. How do you know us?
How do I know you? Through the cafe that I work at, you guys were laughing a lot. So I think that's how we met, because you guys are just always laughing in the cafe that I work at.
Well, that's nice.
Like, how do I know you?
Yeah. How do you know Racky?
It was kind of like an e-meet.
Oh my gosh, man. Smart. I like that.
Just now.
But what is now, you know? It's forever.
Oh my god.
We have one final question for you.
Yeah.
Can you ask us a question about chips?
Yes. That's it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, thanks so much, guys.
He did answer your question.
I mean, Dave, are you going to ask us a question?
Do you have the question already?
No. You have to ask it. He's so smart, though, because he did answer your question.
No, you're right. He did.
You're right. Yeah. Can you ask us a question about chips? Yes.
Yes. And that's it.
That's it. Bye.
Yeah.
Say yeah.
You don't need to say anything else, really. Except we'd like you to.
Except, could you ask a question about chips, please?
Rocky Hut.
Pardon?
What?
Sorry, I was just pointing at the soup Rocky Hut.
Oh, nice.
Is that what you're eating tonight?
Okay, so what's your question for us?
You know what? I wasn't thinking of it right there, but I'm thinking of it right now.
Great.
The question that I was going to ask you guys, since way back probably, is how do you feel about toppings on chips? And do you think that, like, physical toppings, like a new kind of like mini pizza world on chips is, like, the future, or if that's played out already, or if that's, like, kind of superficial or something like that? Like, what do you guys think about that?
Wow. Sort love it.
Surface level. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great question.
Thank you.
Great. Well, enjoy your souvlaki hut. We have loved talking to you.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah. Of course. It was a pleasure. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you too. I feel like that's for me. That was more geared towards me.
I
but...
saw you laughing
in
the cafe and you said,
can we
have your
coffee? Let's stop. You don't have to tell every part of your story.
But is that what?
I actually don't remember.
I don't remember
how we
met.
It because we didn't.
I know we met at the cafe, yeah. But I don't remember what our first.
You just said hi. Can I have.
No, I don't think. No, that's not how it went.
Is that true, Sebastian?
Like that, yeah.
Okay, well, lovely talking to you, so we'll talk to you later. Okay, enjoy dinner, and we'll probably see you this weekend.
At the cafe, laughing a storm up.
But this time, we'll all be laughing together.
Bye!
Bye.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow, he really outed us on our not chillness.
Yeah, but in all honesty, I think we did want to be friends with him, and so we didn't know how to do it. How do you ask a random person to be friends with you?
Honestly, I just say, do you want to be friends? I started to do it.
That's
I mean,
great.
Clearly,
that's
you guys,
great. That's
clearly
great.
You guys are doing it too, though, because, like, Sebastian is now your friend.
Yeah,
that's true, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's the new thing.
Yeah, but we didn't do it as smoothly as that.
Yeah. It was certainly drawn out over months and incredibly awkward. So,
yeah. It's like, you know that like motto, fake it till you make it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so whenever I see someone that I'm like, I want to be friends with them, I'm just going to pretend we're best friends. I've done that so much.
And it works.
Yeah, for the most part, I'm just like, whoa, love your dress or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, love your shoes. I'm like, ugh, cool. Ugh. Shopping tomorrow? They're like, yeah, duh. I'm like, great. We're best friends now.
Wow, it sounds so easy when you say it like that.
Yeah. Fast forward 2 months later, we're like,
broken
each
up.
Other, yeah.
Friends-wise.
Still go shopping, though.
Yeah. Sebastian's question was what again?
Toppings for chips. Is that the future? Is it not?
I don't know if he meant, like, physical, like putting a physical topping on, or he meant like powder topping.
Oh. I think he meant physical chunky toppings.
I was picturing shredded lettuce. I'm going to open this Mexican.
Let's open these chips. It's been too long.
Mexican tomato chicken flavor is what I'm opening first.
Okay.
Let's so what we're going to do is each take a chip, give it a sniff, and then cheers it and down the hatch, if you will.
Another fun saying. It's like quite tomato-y.
It smells very tomato, no chicken.
Yeah. Well, there's no chicken on the bag or in the ingredients, so that doesn't surprise
me. So why is the chicken there?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Definitely a ketchup vibe.
Okay, but different at the beginning, different at the end.
Yeah, super.
Super.
Super different. Yeah.
I'm thinking those are pretty good.
It's like an alt ketchup chip.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely is. It's definitely an alt ketchup chip.
Picture this.
Older brother.
Yeah.
Maybe a little
more
bit
mature.
Steampunk.
Yeah.
Mature.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I'm going to take it out there.
You guys went for mature. Definitely. Wears a lot of black turtlenecks.
Yeah, that's him.
Kind of hot.
You go over to your friend's house just to kind of sneak a peek at the older Mexican chicken brother.
But the thing is, a bit dusty, too.
Oh, yeah, these are supposed to be Mexican flavored, right?
Yeah.
You catch that? Not a lot of spice. I get, like, a hint of, like, a chicken broth.
Yeah, yeah, but it's definitely not pure chicken.
But it's not
chicken.
Like chicken.
Do you taste the bowl of olive oil at all, or?
You know, I really don't.
Mm.
Do you?
I agree, I don't.
Let's open the other guys.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to be
pretty similar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, tomato, of course. I did not even clue in on that. Did you ever have a high school assembly where a hypnotist came and, like, hypnotized people?
Yes.
They did it in university.
Cheers.
Okay, that is Italian meat sauce for sure. I get that so
this
hard.
Tastes literally like really? Nothing to
yeah.
me.
It tastes like
no.
a sweet Chex to me.
This is accurate.
Wow.
I feel like I'm being pranked because I can't smell or taste anything.
I mean, it doesn't smell like anything, but I get it. It's like
this
a little bit
so weird.
It tastes like candy.
Did you have a hypnotist come to your school?
Yes.
Are you saying like Muzak is kind of like a hypnotist?
Yes.
To hypnotize you to work better and shop better?
Because he saw right through me.
I mean, it was so embarrassing to watch because it's all these people. And then they said like dirty things, right? Because it's university, so you can say and do dirty
Dick.
Things. Yeah. And then you saw how these people were like being.
Horny.
They were horny.
Hornific.
Yeah. They were, some of them. And I was like, oh, I feel horrible. They're under the influence of hypnosis. Like, this is like their truest self. Like, I'd be so embarrassed. I don't like stuff like that. I recently did an audition where you had to, the premise of it was that you had to lie to these people about, they were like real life people, and you had to pretend you were taking something away from them. And then at the end, you'd be like, psych, we're giving you a free vacation or whatever. I was like going into it being like, oh, honestly, I don't think I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't lie to people. I know like what acting is, but I can't like straight up lie to real person's face.
Yeah.
Even if there's like a great payoff in the end.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
Me too. I'm also unsuccessful at it.
That's it. I would laugh throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know how to.
Yeah.
Were they good prizes, like vacations?
Oh, yeah. 100. They were like great prizes. But I would just be like, I'm so sorry I lied to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made you feel feelings.
Yeah.
It's like when people have a surprise party and then they make everyone, the person feel bad, like everyone forgot about it right before. I don't think that that's a smart way to do it.
No.
Agreed.
And at your context of the hypnotizing.
Oh, in my high school, someone came.
Was it also horny?
Yeah, and it was high school, so it was really weird.
Oh my god.
That's weird.
It was so weird.
These hypnotists, they're horn dogs.
Pure horny.
This girl who was in my grade went in front of like our entire school, and he made her do Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Like, she lip-synced it in front of my whole school.
It was so embarrassing.
It was so embarrassing.
It was so weird. Did she hate her life after?
No.
Did people make fun of her? Were they like,
not
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were kind of into it. Yeah. She actually became the queen of the school, and no, I'm just kidding.
And you're the one that's...
Why is that a thing that...
Why are hypnotists creepy?
No, why are they hired at schools as, like, a fun thing? It's just such a random, like, antiquated...
And, like, is there just one person, too? It's like, how many of them are there?
Imagine the competition between all the high school hypnotists. Get out of my school, partner. This is where I hypnotize.
Do you guys know who Ted Nugent is?
Not at all.
Pray tell.
He's a musician. He tried to buy Muzak for $10 million because he hated Muzak so much.
Right. Didn't he think it was evil?
He thought it was evil, and he wanted to buy it so for the express purpose of shutting it down.
Wow.
In the 80s.
Yeah. But Muzak...
That was a lot of money then, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not enough to buy Muzak, though. You know what? We haven't answered Sebastian's question.
Would I put a topping on a chip?
What topping would you put on a chip if you would?
Cheese.
Dur.
Oh.
Oh, my God. What about a grilled cheese chip?
That would
melt cheese and put chip on top. I guess it wouldn't really work because the chip wouldn't maintain.
Don't think about the mechanics.
Yeah. Just use your fantasy. Don't get too caught up in the details, okay?
Take a page out of Sebastian's books.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I put a bit of bolognese on my chips probably. And I think like a meat on top would be kind of good.
I think a hearty meat sauce would do well on a chip.
A chili chip.
If you don't think about the mechanics of it, then yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to need to double, triple up your chip to make sure that that sauce stays on,
you can do that.
That's an option
you for can
you.
Do that.
Have you ever, would you, but then, okay, I know we're not talking about mechanics, but then like, are we eating these chips with a fork? Are we eating them with our hands?
I mean, at that point, doesn't it just become a casserole? Is my question.
Yeah.
You know? We're getting caught up in the mechanics.
You're right.
Right?
You're right. On the count of 3, 2, 1, could we decide a chip winner?
On the count of 3, 2, 1, Italian red meat
mod sauce.
Yeah, did we all say the same thing?
Oh, okay.
I just said meat sauce.
It's the meat for sure. Racky, thank you so much.
Oh my God, my pleasure.
Thank you for so
this.
Much for coming.
Racky is the creator of CBC's Note to Self. You can watch it on
CBC.ca.
/.
It's gotta be a forward slash.
It's one of those slashes. Wait, what's a backslash?
For sure a forward slash.
Okay, cbc.ca/ note to self.
Check it out now.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
We were joined in studio today by
Racky Morzaria.
We are your hosts and producers,
Zoe Robertson
and Sophia Lepage.
Our podcast was recorded at Eggplant Pictures and Sound. Our audio engineer
is
Deanna
D.D.
Morano.
You want to say our executive producer is?
Sure. Our executive, their executive producer is. You're one of us now, okay?
Cindy Witten.
Our theme song is by Fez Gielen. And thank you to Tim and Keegan for picking up these exciting flavors from Lay's China.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much.
How do you guys know Sebastian?
Wait, that's actually
how that is actually how we know him.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, he's like our local.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.